Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, you know better than that. You can be part of the solution just by getting informed. I mean, more than most of these people, seriously. Just think about something. Even if you get one issue right, you're batting 100% better than AOC. Yeah, I couldn't control. I'm sorry. Couldn't control myself. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you hear me. I say it all the time. You want to get involved? You want to get engaged? You want to be part of the solution and get the information you need to be part of that solution? You know, to be part of the lot of good stuff out there that you can sink your teeth into, you get information on, you learn about it, and then you jump in. It's really that easy. Like I said, there is a lot going on. I mean, you heard over the weekend that the women's, God, you know, I knew I was going to blow this. I had it up on my screen, right? That the what is it, the Women's World Cup, America's whatever it was, right? We're having all kinds of trouble now. I knew I was gonna screw this up. Anyway, the bottom line with it is that the Americans are paying for it, right? And nobody seems to care. Now I heard that the competing team, was it the Korean team? They actually sung the national anthem or sang along the national anthem when the American team wouldn't sing it. It's so sad. It's so sick. It's amazing. We're protecting them. We're paying for them to go over there. We're paying for what they need. And this is the stuff that again, what... I think I talked about this last week. What happened to the parents? Oh, you just go do whatever you want, sweetheart. It's all good. It's all okay. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But I mean, what about that? If you're an American team, if you're a team who's, I don't know, costs are paid for in American dollars by the American government, by the American people, should you, gotta ask, should you be allowed to put us down, to put down the American people. I say no. Right? Should you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I got Kimberly Warren's going to join me after the break, and I so much appreciate when she comes on with me because she has a whole different perspective on some of this stuff, and you notice that sometimes we're not on the same page, right? We're not there on the same page. So, you know, they're not swallowing the pills, if you would, that you're being told they're swallowing. Like Republican women fall in line with Republican men. Oh, my God. Really? Seriously? Yeah, you haven't really met any real Republican women. It does not work that way. Never has, right? And, oh, Twitter. Anybody get their X mark? No, really. I mean, what would be the reasoning behind that? What would be the reasoning behind the using an X instead of the Twitter bird? I mean, is the Twitter bird been so tainted that they can't come back from it? You got to ask. I mean, I'm curious. All this time, money, and energy that these people are putting into this, for what reason? Right? I mean, just curious. And I don't know, you really think it's going to make a sense? I mean, make a difference? You know, again, amazing to me. That we're so fixated. This is the stuff we're fixated on. Not truly what's going on across the country, right? I don't know if you heard or found out. I think it was last week, the California school board that threw out the state official. Right, he was protesting for secret transgender policies. He was actually protesting the fact that that particular school board. Was going to let parents know when kids decide to change their gender and or be called by a different name. He basically said that the kids are in too much danger, transgender kids are in too much danger if you let the parents know what's going on. When did this happen? What's the real percentages? Give me some numbers to really work with. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm sorry. I never not giggle when I hear that. I don't know how you can not giggle when you hear that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-year-old Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does from time to time. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Her perspective on, well, kind of a New England no BS perspective on what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I'm so sweet. Come on.
Yes, right. Sweet, easygoing, that kind of thing. Yeah, got it.
Speaking of, wait, but real quick, I don't know if you saw the sign I posted this weekend.
No.
From New England. Big, huge sign. And it says, equity is the opposite of equality. Liberalism is a mental disorder. That was in Connecticut.
Oh. Oh. You didn't put that in the back of your car or anything, because I don't want anybody to have, hurt you or something like that.
No, I did not. This was a huge sign in Connecticut.
Wow. Okay, I thought it was like something you put up at first. I'm thinking.
No. I did not put it up.
People again.
I take pictures in Longmeadow, Mass, which is a bunch of elitist. You know what?
Yes.
Huge Trump 2024 signs I saw.
Oh yeah, it was. Like I said, when I went to Boston a couple of weeks ago, in the main areas of Boston, right, I see all these, you know, the gay pride flags. I see, you know, this establishment welcomes all people, that kind of stuff. I saw BLM yard signs. But then when I got out more into the suburbs, I saw a whole bunch of Trump 2024 flags, and I said, you know, of course, you know, it just figures the people in the inner city, which is why I've always said, and I know you agree with this, you can never get rid of the Electoral College. There's proof right there what it would look like, right?
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about it. Who lives in the city? You're either wealthy or poor. That's who lives in the city. Everybody else lives in the burbs or rural.
Yeah,
they don't live in the, most people don't live in the city, but we states always and often and usually end up getting screwed by the big cities in their state because there's so many people congregated into one area who are poor or wealthy and both want something from the government or think that they're going to direct how the government controls everybody else.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And isn't it funny? We've talked about this a million times, but I would say to you, interestingly enough, they are the true fascists, right? I mean, they are the epitome of fascism. And yet they want to keep telling us that we want to, and they always use same-sex marriage. They always say, you know, you guys are trying to shove down the meaning of marriage, shove it down our throats, force us to live the way you want to. And it's like, no, that's really not true. Ultimately, we were not against unions, which is technically a marriage, all right? And I don't want to beat that up for an hour, but it wasn't like we were trying to keep them apart. You won't allow us to love who we want to love. Well, no, that's not quite true.
That's not true at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the way they spin that. It's ridiculous. It's actually just, and people fall for it.
Right.
Right? Say people who voted for Obama twice, I'm sure, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
go ahead.
Hey, you know, if you don't toe the party line, that's it. And that's the fascists. That's what fascists do. I often say the left projects their own feelings and beliefs onto others, and they do it all the time. And that's one of the things.
No, they can't tell the truth because the truth makes no sense. I shouldn't say it that way. They can't tell the truth because if they do, you'd see how much lunacy is behind what they're saying. That's really
right.
What it boils down to.
If they told the truth, if Democrats told the truth, no thinking person, you don't even have to be a critical thinker, no thinking person would ever vote Democrat again. Ever.
What is it? Evan Say It always says, when the first time a Democrat thinks is the last time they're a Democrat.
That's awesome.
He says it all the time. So I don't know if you heard about this breaking news, but the 42-year-old black man who drowned off Obama's Martha Vineyard home was Obama's personal chef in the White House.
Yes. I just heard about that.
I said, well,
I did.
We use the term Clintonized. We're going to have to come up with what? Obama?
Obama-ized.
Something like that, right?
He got Michelle'd.
Ooh. I like that. Yeah, maybe, let's just say maybe he saw something he shouldn't have saw, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Or maybe he was part of the party and there were words.
Yeah, you can throw out all kinds of wild theories on that one. Totally.
Isn't it interesting that people like the Obamas, people like the Clintons, that those employees, acquaintances, business partners or what have you, when they get too close, somehow they meet their demise. Look at this.
Yes, there's been others too.
Well, what was it? What was the number? What was the number? Yes, there has been. What was the numbers with the, again, they're going to say we're throwing out conspiracy theories, but it was like, what, 31, 32 people that were close to the Clintons, some who had information that they were going to testify about within days of their demise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The one fellow who was robbed and beat to death just before, you know, not far from his office in D.C., he had information on the Clintons. But apparently he got robbed, but his wallet was still in his pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. And I know people don't like to hear conspiracy theories, but sometimes things are a little bit too coincidental to not have something in common.
Okay, so I always say to people, when you grow up in a place like Boston, all right, and you cross the wrong people, you do certain, you know, you even know after it happens, they're done. They will be gone within 10 days.
Right.
Right.
You better escape while you can.
Oh, and go far because
these people
are long gone by now. But I remember a young man when I was very young in Boston that was mixing catnip with the dope that he was spelling for the boys. You know.
Oh boy.
And he got caught the first time. He got one chance. The second time he got caught. Him and his girlfriend were found dead in their car. So yeah, dope thing. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, dude. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. While the feds and the state of Texas are set to spar in federal court over the legality of a floating barrier in the Rio Grande River, Senator Ted Cruz is leading a bipartisan group of lawmakers pushing to expand the number of truck bridges going across the southern border into Texas. Cruz said it would actually be good for the environment.
You can see on any given day over 10,000 18-wheelers sitting, waiting to cross this bridge, spewing pollution into the air.
The Republicans joined by Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who promised to get the bridges built by the end of the year. Wall Street closing higher to kick off a busy week for corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 180 points to log its longest winning streak since February 2017. Investors are anticipating earnings results for a slew of major companies and the Fed's decision on interest rates this week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 183 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
My wife's favorite. Okay? And I love my wife, so when she puts it on and we're sitting there, I'll watch it. But it would not be a movie that I would go out of my way to watch, see, or buy, or rent, or anything else if she was not in my life. I'm more of a dazed and confused guy in more ways than one. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Roy joins me, as she does every week. Kimberly, you're much too young for the dazed and confused era, aren't you?
Who was in that?
No, never mind.
I don't.
Matthew McConaughey was in it when he was like 15.
McConaughey,
whatever his name is.
I love him.
You should look up the movie Dazed and Confused. You'll see who was in it, and it is the last day of school in the 1970s. You know, all the girls had bell bottoms on and hip hugger pants and that kind of stuff. You know, the fast cars. Drinking like crazy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, see? I do, too.
Ben Affleck, Matthew McNaught. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, you should see it with your honey.
So you have to understand, I don't sit still well, depending on what it is.
I can't imagine.
I'm just a very high-energy person. It's got to be a really good movie, and I'm not that interested in sitting for 2 hours for a movie, to be honest, anymore. It's been a long time. There's certain movies I will watch over and over again, mind you, but it's going to be really good.
I get what you're saying, but for me, it's always kind of the off-color funny movies like Young Frankenstein, Blazing Star. I can sit through
those over
and over and over again. It wouldn't bother me at all.
But those are different because those are like so, like, off-color now, I'm surprised they're still even available.
Oh, I would love to go to one of my meetings there. What did you do this weekend? Oh, I watched Blazing Saddles, and I had a marathon. Matter of fact, I didn't watch it once. I watched it 11 times.
Right.
I watched all the lefties' eyeballs, pop out of their heads.
If they even knew what it was.
Yeah. but they would rail on it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the original version is out there with the N-word and so many other words in there, right? I mean, just amazing. All right, so listen. Apparently, requesting that women be professional at work or show some professionalism at work is a control mechanism used by powerful people. And go ahead. I'm just enjoying this way too much.
Is it against all women? Is it a control mechanism only towards women, or is it for all people?
Well, it must be. It's got to be towards women because the story is specifically centered around women and how women are kind of controlled through this mechanism. And since women don't have the power, you know, I always hear that, how women don't have power, which is a line of crock. Therefore, it's only the powerful men that push this professionalism to control women in the workplace.
Really? I know so many women who are leaders and the bosses. I'm confused by her statement. Maybe she's just a failure at life and she'll never be a boss. And that's what the problem is. And I'm not saying you're a failure if you're not the boss, but she seems to be envious of the people who are the bosses and who would like a little professionalism in the workforce.
What I get out of this is that, you know, think about some things like when it comes to people who show up at work now, they don't show up in suits as much or not dress. You know how you were always taught to dress the part?
Yes.
Well, she doesn't believe that that's proper. Okay? It stifles your creativity. You can't be the person that you want to be or the person that they originally hired, you know? She just finds it misleading. She says, she doesn't like it when they say, we need you to make a good impression in the workplace. Well, what does that mean?
You know, really they say dress for the job you want, right?
Right, right.
And if the job you want is, you know, maybe as a frontline employee, you have to dress a certain way for the customers, but if you want to be a manager who doesn't have to work so much on the front line, you dress a different way. She just needs to shut up and start her own business if she doesn't like it. If you don't like it, start your own business. Then you can have your employees dress whatever way they want. You can be the boss.
There you go.
How's
right?
That?
If you're working at a gym, you're not going to wear a suit. If you're a Walmart greeter, you're not going to wear a suit. You know,
suits aren't even a big idiot. Like big corporations that are in certain line of business might be wearing suits. I had to wear suits the first job I had out of college, because we were a big defense contractor, but it depends. Things have gotten more and more casual. I'm sure like law firms and other organizations, especially if you're client facing, they expect you to wear a suit. But things have relaxed over the years. But
okay,
there's still limits.
Oh, sure. Sure. But when I was interviewing one guy a long time ago for a job, he came in. He asked me specifically, I think I told you this before, what was Friday business casual? And I said, sure. When he showed up, now we're in California, remember, okay, he's got like these cargo shorts on and a pullover shirt and flip-flops, right?
For an interview.
For an interview, because I said, that's not proper attire for an interview. And he goes, but you said it was business casual.
That wasn't business casual, dude.
See you later.
Dude. You know, there's...
Oh, God.
There's lots of places where it's very casual, but they don't expect you to come in looking like you're meeting your pimp for lunch or you're going to a nightclub Thursday or Friday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but listen, New England's a little... Look, I've always said this. The reason I was so successful was in Boston or in New England, when, you know, you were expected to work to 5 o'clock or you had a meeting at 3 o'clock, you were where? You were there 10 minutes early, right? You made sure you got there on time. You got there 10 minutes early so you could sit down. You weren't disruptive, right? You're not here. When you have a 3 o'clock meeting or you guys are meeting at 5, it's 5:05, 5:10, 5:15,
I would not put up with that.
But that is totally acceptable.
So that's different. Right. That's the difference.
Yep.
On the East Coast, people are more, well, the Northeast, people are more, more high energy. Like
more professional.
Too much. I don't want to say more necessarily more professional, but more high energy. Like, and it, sometimes it can be too much. Like, we talk too fast, we move too fast, etc. But but that's a cultural, regional difference, I think. That's unfortunately getting all
over. It happened to me after I moved here all the time. Like, slow down, dude. Somebody chasing you?
No. Yeah, seriously. It is. It is totally different. I always have to remember that when I go south, although, like, North Carolina isn't bad. It's not as bad as Florida. No offense to my Floridian friends. I know plenty of people in Florida who are just like I am with the, you know, just moving fast and even speaking fast. But there's some parts of Florida that, you really gotta be a patient person.
Gotta slow it down, huh?
Gotta be a patient person.
Well, you know what? Seriously. They kind of talk about creativity, individualism isn't the same thing as following the rules or expectations of your own. So, to your point, go start your own business. I mean, the person didn't become successful. The person who hired you didn't become successful because they didn't know what they were doing. They obviously knew what they were doing. And I always say to these people, if you want to make changes, if you think this is something different, then be a little successful. Become a valued employee and then sit with your boss and say, hey, look, you know, I've noticed A, B, and C, and, you know, could we try doing this and see how it works out? You agree?
Yeah. I was a consultant years ago, and I remember working with a woman. She dressed like she was going to a nightclub. And I'm like, I just put my head down. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, she wanted to impress the boss, you know?
This was at a client.
You know what I mean?
I'm like,
when I say impressed, I didn't mean impressed.
But. Yeah, I know what you mean. But I was just like, oh my, you know, it's okay to be business casual, but when you're facing a client or, you know, some wannabe client, let's just look a little bit decent.
Well, in that consulting world, you're right. When I was doing technology too, some people showed up, some of the women showed up in things like going, are you leaving for the club right after the meeting?
Yeah.
Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Give me a ring. Right after.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always kind of get the week rolling, kick it off with the stories that came in over the weekend. Stories that just you can't believe are true. But, you know, here's something I know you and I can agree on, Kimberly. It's real simple, right? You know, according to a new analysis, if you would, the shows that Democrats are twice as radical and the GOP are more, moderate.
Shocker. I could have told them that without them paying money for a study.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that. We could have done it for half the price and still made out like bandits, right?
Yeah, exactly. Want to waste money doing studies on lefties, I can do it for a half price.
But you have to think about something here. They are so much better at communications than we are.
Yes.
Think of what they've laid out there. Either that or they're I hate to say it this way. Maybe I don't hate to say it this way. Maybe their audience is a heck of a lot dumber than even we know. I don't know.
Well, there's that. There's that. But also, think about it. First of all, they have billions more dollars.
Oh, yeah.
That's to push true. their policies. They have the media who lie for them and carry their water. The government, all these agencies, I mean, they have the schools to yep. lie about their policy. I mean, stick up for a group that is what they are. They have a lot of people carrying the, I don't want to just say carrying the water. There's another word for it. They have a lot of people helping them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that makes the difference too.
Well, you know, again, and you look at the way they yell and scream and point to us and, you know, things like, you know, what is this, DeLorio, what's her name?
Oh, my God, that crazy woman.
Rosa DeLorio. Yeah, she's the DeLorio. The one with the blue hair.
Rose DeLorio.
It's not even blue hair. It's streaked blue hair. She couldn't even understand, you know.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, but she's not the only one. I mean, they want to make fun of, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few of those. But they better be careful because they've got three handfuls of these people.
But nobody right? will ever call them out. That's one of the problems. We don't have a decent media anymore. We don't have a media who actually holds people accountable or calls them out for these kind of things, ever. Yeah, we don't.
Because we have a bunch of Republicans, all right, that want to play by the you know, you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
You know they want to play by the Queensberry rules when it comes to fighting, and yet, you know, they're playing guerrilla warfare. You need to call them out. Every time they do something, you need to do. You know, I am not a big Jim Jordan fan from a standpoint of, you know, what does he really push through? I keep saying that to people.
Right.
You're all excited about the guy, but I would hate to be on the other side of a legal battle with him because he goes for the throat. He knows what he's talking about. When Lindsey Graham had his 2.5 minutes of spine, I don't know if you remember that one where he was yelling for Democrats to say, God forbid you ever get the power here again, you know, and he called out what they were going to do, and they're doing exactly what he said they were going to do. So, they're extremely radical.
But that's the thing. Only a few people are seeing what they're actually doing because the media is all in on it with them.
Oh, yeah.
The media.
They never have to worry about being called out. Right.
Right. And that's the problem. When you never have to worry about being called out, it doesn't matter if you tell the truth because who's gonna tell anybody you're not telling the truth?
Yeah, who's going to come down on you? Who's going to call you? Nobody. Absolutely.
Right.
You know what? Think about something. You know that Paul Ryan now is on the board of Fox and what have you. And I don't know if you heard the story about them.
Oh, God.
Matching funds to the Satanic Temple. Now, so Fox has a program where they will match funds up to $1,000 per person.
That you donate.
Once you donate, right? And so the Satanic Temple is on that list, right? But Franklin Graham's, Samaritan's Purse, they won't do.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. They will not
match
the Franklin Graham ones.
People need to wake up and realize Fox News isn't all that it's.
Oh. Yeah.
Intense.
Well, but you got Paul Ryan and others like him at the top now. And I always say the same thing to people. Listen, can you imagine he was going to be our vice president? And if everything went the way they hoped it went, then he wouldn't just have been the vice president. He would end up being president after the second round.
Right.
Can you imagine this guy is president in this country?
He's just like most Republicans.
Ooh.
Yeah. In the political, I'm not talking about like people.
I know what you mean.
Regular. Yeah. We have shenanigans always going on with the establishment Republicans. Always.
Yep.
You know, they're like a local GOP group in my state had a candidate who was willing to do it, you know, wanted to run, a great guy, worked already as an alderman before or town council, whatever. And then the GOP came in, the establishment came in and said, no, we want this girl who's in college and lives at home and has never worked like a full-time, you know, job having to support herself. We want her to do it.
Yep.
The establishment is bad.
When you look at this, you look at, and I agree with you, holy, I'm having an argument with a prior assembly person who ran a terrible race, who took for granted that they were going to get the Republican vote, and you keep going on down this road, and you go, look, you take too many things for granted, and your votes and some of the stuff that you put forward, you might as well, because that person said to me, so you're going to vote for a Democrat? I said, look at your voting record. What's the difference?
What's the difference, yeah.
Right?
They just expect because they're, you know, they might be in the same party that you're going to just automatically vote for them. Make no mistake, Democrats feel the same way, Democrat politicians, but most Democrats do vote for whatever Democrat it is.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Fetterman, Biden, Harris, Sheila Jackson Lee, you know. What's that lady in Florida, Frederica, whatever her name is? She wears pink cowboy hats.
Oh, God, yeah, she's a crazy woman, too.
And who's the guy who thought the island was going to tip over? What's his
Hank
name?
Hank Johnson.
I mean.
I had to explain that whole thing to somebody the other day.
Did you?
What are you talking about, tipping over Guam? Because they brought up something about Guam, and I said, I don't know, you better talk to Hank Johnson. Too many people there that might tip over. And I had to explain. I had to explain that whole story. But like, are you kidding? Like, no, I'm not. You can get me to Google it.
You know, and. But here's the thing. They keep voting him in.
Yep.
It just shows you.
But do they, Joe?
What?
Do they really?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
No.
Well, just like in Ocasio-Cortez's district, how many people actually voted? Right?
What is it? An extremely low number?
Wicked, like, disgustingly low number.
Yeah, I mean, some of these people who win, look at in the New York City one. What's it at, like, in the low teens or something? 17% or 27%?
Oh, yeah. It was hard. Frankly, it's horrifying. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they wonder why things turn out the way they turn out.
Right. I mean, you can sit home all you want because you think your vote doesn't matter, but if that many people sit home and don't vote because they think their vote doesn't matter, well, then I guess your vote doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not going to make it matter, that's true.
Right. You're not doing anything to, like, make a difference.
Well, let me tell you, according to one one black transgender activist, he/she says that you biological women, you don't own womanhood or even periods for that matter. So I wish you'd stop acting with such entitlement as a woman.
Oh, right? I'm trying to behave. I'm trying to find my proper non-potty mouth words.
Don't get us in trouble.
I'm not going to get us in trouble. He's a man. He's trying to he's transplaining womanhood to women. It's not mansplaining anymore. It's transplaining.
Yep.
He's transplaining to women what it's like to be a woman. Excuse me, girlfriend, but you're never going to know what it's like to be an actual woman. Not now. Not ever, and not even in the future. Ever.
So,
period. Unintended.
The LA, Los Angeles County Democrat board put up a list of their candidates for their county board committee members. Okay?
God.
There's two categories. You're going to love this one. Self-identified female. That's one category. Go ahead, work on that one. Let me know when you come up with it. The other one is other than female.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. So it's other than female, also self-identified.
What? Wait a minute.
I don't know. I keep telling you. I can't figure it out.
Self other than self-identified female, which means you're a man. Who says, yep, I self-identify as a female. That one I can understand.
Right.
It's not a real thing, but I understand it.
Other than female. Self-identify.
So the other one is other than female. So
well, I'm male, and I guess I identify as male. I don't know.
So you're
up against
other.
The clock.
You're now other.
All right. Got to go. Always fun to have you on with me. Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly, have a great rest of the week. Talk to you again.
You too.
All right. You got it.